The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody is familiar with toads, a frequent visitor to most backyards. Scientifically, there's little to distinguish a frog from a toad, but we tend to think of toads as more terrestrial with drier skin. Toads feed on small insects, so beyond a flexible tongue, they don't have much of a predatory arsenal. Yet, when it comes to self-defense, some species really pack a punch. The potency of toads is known to both traditional and modern medicine. In China, toad skin or venom is revered for a range of properties, from anesthetic to aphrodisiac. Many toads defend themselves by secreting toxins through their skin and specialized glands, but the giant cane toads native to South and Central America that have become invasive pests in many other locations are particularly well known for their bufo toxin. This milky substance is powerful enough to kill animals as big as a dog and make a human severely ill if ingested. One of the chemicals in the potent toxin blend is related to that of digitalis, or foxglove plants, which is known to excite the heart muscle and used in small doses to treat irregular heartbeats and heart failure.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.